ask a much off question, but
ask anything you want. That's why I'm here.
How RJ has adapted, and so just like by looking at numbers recently, that maybe he's getting more comfortable or more.
Yeah, I think he's figuring out, you know, where his place is in the offense and what we need him to do, getting used to players that he hasn't played with before in a system he's not used to. So I think his progress has been steady, and he's starting to feel more comfortable at this point, I think.
Has he given you something that you didn't, that you lacked before? Or?
No, I've seen him play for a long time. I know him, you know, pretty well as far as, you know, the kind of a person he is and what his skills are and what we like to improve on and all that sort of thing. So we had a pretty good read on him already when we made the trade.
Did you compare skill set wise him to Sean Elliott?
I don't compare players.
When you've got a back-to-back like this one, Portland and Golden State, two teams that are going to push the pace on you, do you have to approach those as a – is that not accurate, Pete?
We play in Portland?
Did I say Portland? Golden State, sorry.
You did say Golden
Phoenix,
State.
Phoenix, Golden State.
Phoenix is the team you
didn't
mention.
I don't know where I am.
You just scared me. I didn't know that. I've been preparing for Phoenix. Okay.
Do you have to approach those two games as a group when you're thinking about things such as minutes and rotation and stuff like that, or do you just try to win the first one and let the second one fall where it may?
It's usually a little bit of both. You know, you have to see how a game is going. If we're getting our ass kicked and we're down 25 points and, you know, it looks a certain way, then I've pulled the plug before against teams, and other times it looks like your team is coming back and momentum's changing and so on and so forth, so you give it a whack and then you worry about tomorrow. So it's always a little bit of both.
Coach, teams have struggled a little bit here in Phoenix guarding Channing at the three-point line. What's your strategy for that tonight?
If I had a specific strategy that I thought would stop him, you think I'd tell you?
I'd hope so.
Do you think you're that special that I would tell you?
Wait, do you see a big difference in how they're playing now from what they did at the end of the year once Alvin took over?
Well, you know, they're a team that's gone through training camp now with Alvin, and they're doing a great job. You know, Steve Kerr did a great job in putting pieces around Grant and Steve and Amari, and they fit. And the team knows it has a personality. It knows how it wants to play, and it does that every night. So I think they're doing really well.
Any chance for some hack or fry within the first couple minutes of the game?
We never do anything like that. Well, I do that with Shaq. We'll do that with Shaq because he expects it, and I think he'd feel badly if we didn't continue to do that with him. So he's the only one. I can't wait to get to Cleveland.
With Alvin, did your relationship go back to Colorado?
We started together with Larry. You know, we came the same year to San Antonio with Larry, so we've known each other a long time.
But he was at CU when you were at Air Force too, or did you know?
Yeah, no. I was an assistant coach there, and he was doing his thing at CU. I didn't know him then.
Does Monty look to you like he's starting to get some of his confidence back as far as getting?
Yeah, he's been shooting it well lately, and he's got good rhythm with his shot. His shot selection's been better. He's not forcing like he was a while back, and he's getting into shape, so I think he's, in the last probably week and a half, you know, really started to feel a little bit more bouncy and rhythmic and that sort of thing.
I think Budenholzer will be a head coach someday.
I hope so. He's really got a great mind for the game, a great work ethic, and he knows what it takes, so I would hope he'd get a shot sometime.
He got a sniff here, and then I don't know, did he continue to get more interest last offseason, or did
Not really. need an interview anywhere, if that's a choice.
Steve Nash tweeted this morning that the secret to your success had something to do with espionage work.
Does Steve tweet?
He does. He's very
I've
very
lost
politic.
All respect.
So he said something about your people, espionage work in Russia. Can you comment on that?
Steve Nash should not be a tweeter. He's a competitor, not a tweeter. What's the question?
He tweeted that the secret to your success had to do with your espionage work in Russia.
Well, he's absolutely correct. He's absolutely correct. I spent all my military time in Russian basketball courts and different cities, collecting as many out-of-bounds plays as I possibly could. And now I've had a chance to employ them.
So are tweeting and competitiveness non-compatible?
Yeah, I don't think they're. I think you're. I think you know. If you're a tweeter, you talk too much. You want to keep things closer to the vest, so you can't tweet.
You've got some tweeters in your life, from
that. I know. I hate them all. I even hate the guys with iPhones. Pretty soon they're going to make me get a computer too. I'm still holding. I'm the only guy in the Spurs organization that doesn't have a computer. I'm quite proud. Quite proud. Paper files are fine. I just need those labels and a little thing to write what it is, and I know where it's at.
How do you look up restaurants and wineries?
I got a million folders, lots of folders. I do. Okay, guys, have a good evening.
Thank you.